As dawn broke, police burst into the village, taking protesters by surprise. Activists occupying the entrance to Lützerath were pushed back. Shame on you, they shouted at police. Those who didn't follow orders were carried out, with the police often using force to remove them.
So what we're seeing here is that from almost every state in Germany, police is being sent here for this eviction. And that really shows the priorities of the state and the government. People here who are trying to defend our livelihoods, who are trying to stop climate destruction, that's where the priorities are, to evict those people. And that's really absurd and crazy.
One by one, they're being dragged out, making the village of Lützerath emptier and emptier as we speak. But this protest that has been lasting for years is not over yet.
Thousands of police officers were used to clear the village, which had been occupied by activists for the past 2 years. During the eviction, Dina Hamid hid in one of the houses. She sees Lützerath as a symbol of Germany's failing climate policies.
What we really want is to get as many people here as possible, because we know if we are many, we can still stop the coal from being burned. So that's why we're playing for time. That's where we will be as far as up as we can go, and then they will need some time to take us down.
But their time in the village is running out. While protesters showed some acrobatic skills, police have brought in specialist personnel to remove them from roofs and three houses. The showdown at the mine has become particularly uncomfortable for the Green Party, whose minister has been responsible for keeping coal-fired plants open. He says the war in Ukraine has delayed climate goals.
I too believe that climate protection and protests need symbols, but the empty settlement of Lützerath, where no one lives anymore, is, in my view, the wrong symbol. From 2030, no more coal will be used to produce electricity in the Rhineland's coal mines. My political work is aimed at achieving similar deals elsewhere in Germany.
The activists have said that even after the eviction, their protests over the mine expansion will continue. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera in Lützerath.